is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Your neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane. Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you come into the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain. Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? We're ahead of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win. And we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again. Greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
February 18th, 2024, you're listening to Master Survivor Revolution Radio, the best radio network on the internet, and this is Dr. Johnny keeping the truth alive, and I ask you to please be generous with your contribution to this network at freedomslips.org, Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. So get a Patreon account today right on freedomslips.org to keep Dr. Johnny on the air. If you don't donate to Revolution Radio, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. All the hosts do not get paid, and we've really been working hard to bring you the truth and the news you can use, so you have a better life for you and your family. You are now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with the Bald Eagle Eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You are now listening to the Master Survivor bringing you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, master survivor, and virus recovery expert. Snake venom, like sewage waste, has no place in healthcare or vaccines, according to Dr. Johnny and the White Hats. United States Special Forces operating abroad laid siege upon World Health Organization office in the Philippines in Manila and killed Dr. Raul Paulo Jesus, a COVID-19 architect and climate fraud profiteer, as well as a six so-called scientists under his command. My sources in Eric Smith's office, General Eric Smith's office, revealed they flew in under the cover, under stealth, came into Manila. No one knew they were there, and no one knew when they left. The daring afternoon assault on February 8th appears to have expanded the battlefield in which White Hats have waged incessant war against the scientists, health officials, clinicians, and government bodies that orchestrated the preeminent fraud of the century, which led to the creation of the so-called vaccines that have killed at least 1.7 million Americans and many millions more in the world. Per White Hat metrics, last Thursday's showdown in Manila, White Hats had unleashed a retaliatory hell on the enemy's doorstep, as opposed to capturing or killing WHO stooges, WHO being the World Health Organization, stooges on U.S. soil. That's a losing cause. The forceful strike, a sizable military force, infiltrated an enemy nest with orders to search and destroy, not detain or arrest COVID-19 criminals for future tribunals. The first was a December assault on the NIH biolab in Montana, where White Hats justifiably gunned down 17 NIH employees. According to my source, White Hats last year obtained irrefutable proof that Raul Paulo de Jesus was one quackish doctor among a pool of experts who concocted the idea to lace the already lethal mRNA clot shot with neurotoxic venom obtained from Caspian and King Cobras. The presence of the snake venom was a contributory factor in countless deaths with the vaccines. White Hats found it highly improbable that Raul Paulo de Jesus had previously held other senior positions, such as regional advisors for communicable disease control and technical officer for sustainable health policy, would have accidentally recommended enveloping unsuspected people with virulent neurotoxins notorious for causing cell death through damage to lysosomes. At the time, Raul Paulo de Jesus served as the WHO representative in Bhutan, but received a promotion in April of 2023 and was transferred to Manila, bringing with him a handpicked team that he aided and aided in his slithering snake venom project and collection of the venom. My source said that Raul Paulo de Jesus' willful act of malice merited a proper response. These are desperate times when called on. We're the desperate measure, my source said. General Eric Smith and 5th Special Forces Group Commander Colonel Brent Linderman. He added, quarterbacked the operation and had boots on the ground and surveilled Raul Paulo de Jesus by mid-January, but would neither confirm nor deny whether White Hats directly controlled any of the five U.S. military installations in the Philippines. Very stealthy, of course, and I can only report what I can report, but I mean, you get the picture. They came in and they left, and we got where we needed to get and needed to be, was all he'd say on the topic. He insisted, though, that a battle-hardened detachment blazed the WHO's San Lorenzo compound, actually an office park located in northern part portion of Manila within the city district of San Lorenzo, which it shares with state health department agencies, and shot dead all seven persons, Raul Paulo de Jesus among them, in the WHO's third floor offices, leaving no wounded and taking no prisoners before seizing at least two cell phones and a number of laptops, erasing concealed within the veil of smoke from their own grenades. All special forces reached the extraction point unscathed. These criminals have no immunity, not from us. We'll find them wherever they hide in the world. Ask where the White Hats now favor run. Do they favor the run and gun executions over tribunals? He said, those decisions are above my pay grade. I don't think that we have a broad brush, a categorical way of dealing and handling every case. Each is decided differently. In this case, well, that's how it went down. Crime doesn't pay, no matter who you are. The U.S. Navy Jug Advocate General Corps and Office of Military Commissions last week convicted Oprah Winfrey of accessory to mass murder and ultimately decreed that she get hanged by the neck until dead for abetting deep state criminals and contributing to malicious loss of life during last summer's Maui inferno in Lahaina. As reported previously, JAG investigators apprehended Winfrey on December 3rd, while she was in Los Angeles to visit a friend and fellow television personality Gayle King, a broadcast journalist for CBS. She had missed her appointment with King because investigators had intercepted her limousine near the Getty Museum near Interstate 405, and the vehicle's other occupant, Oprah Winfrey's personal chauffeur and valet, was tragically gunned down when he reached in his breast pocket for a presidential immunity paperwork investigators had mistaken for a firearm. Shortly after that, JAG shipped Oprah Winfrey to Guantanamo Bay, as they say, the spa, where they held her in pretrial confinement until the commencement of her military tribunal last Tuesday on February 8th. The Winfrey, who wobbled into Gitmo's South courtroom Tuesday morning, was a sickly reflection of the slender body double currently masquerading as Oprah on the media appearances, a point Vice Admiral Darce Crandall commented on when a belligerent and winded Winfrey protested the illegal tribunal and said that her fawning fans and friends would notice her absence and search the planet to find her. And Admiral Crandall said, well, you may be surprised, detainee Winfrey, but no one knows you're gone. You see, they've replaced you with a skinny, well, not so skinny, but skinnier than you, Oprah, almost right away, and even couched and coach her replacement on how to explain the weight loss to a miraculous diet that they're now promoting as a new supplement. Your fans are adult, detainee, Winfrey, and highly susceptible to suggestion. In the end, even you were little more than a useful but expendable asset to the deep state criminals. The Admiral said as a pair of MPs steered Winfrey to an oversized seat at the defense table. I have powerful friends, Winfrey said. Who? Barack and Michael? Looks like even they couldn't spring you, the Admiral said. You'll get no help from me, Oprah shouted. I won't be a party to incriminating myself. You've done that already, Admiral Crandall replied. We neither need or want your help. Your arrogance, blind allegiance, and unscrupulous greed built our case. All we need for you is to sit and stay quiet until we're finished, and if you can't keep quiet, we'll make you quiet, Admiral Crandall told the three panel of officers there at JAG. JAG had evidence proving that Winfrey had foreknowledge about the unstoppable blaze that reduced Lahania to mounds of ash last August, a catastrophe that purportedly began when a strong high-pressure system north of Hawaii intensified easterly trade winds that toppled utility poles and power lines that hadn't been de-energized beforehand. In the aftermath, Hawaii Electric took responsibility for the deadliest wildfire in U.S. history. We've all heard the official narrative, and refuting it plays no part in detaining Winfrey's tribunal today because, frankly, we can't prove she knows the cause, that exotic technology, he said. She might not know because she didn't need to know, but she sure knew a disaster loomed on the horizon and stood to profit massively from it. Deprived indifference be damned, the Admiral said to the panel. On the large screen, he projected text messages Oprah Winfrey had deleted from her cell phone, but Marine Corps Forces Cyber Command had recovered. The first dated July 15, 2023, 2 weeks before the fires, was from Hawaii Governor Josh Green. Oprah, he quoted, an event will soon forever change the Maui landscape. We believe your property is in the safe zone, but it would be prudent to protect it from what's to come, Green had written. Winfrey, apparently clueless until that point, replied, really? I haven't seen anything in the weather. I have flood insurance, and the property is built to code for typhoons, she replied. No, you're not getting it, Oprah. We've been years-long friends. I was told I could count on your cooperation. We're only letting a few people know, eyes only. Remember, the smart city ideas? That's a go. Maui has to change for that to happen, just in case. Fireproof your property, relocate irreplaceable valuables, and be somewhere else starting the second week of next month. Can we count on your backing? The ROI, you know, return on investment, will be profitable, Green wrote. And then, better yet, don't reply, delete this. I'll come see you personally, Green added in a follow-up. I don't care if those people burn or get washed out to sea, Oprah said. That lot is just full of dirty people anyway, Oprah replied. I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe Oprah would say this, but she said, when Green said, I'll meet you in person, and, you know, better yet, delete all this. And then Oprah said right after that, I don't care if those people burn or get washed out to sea. A lot of just dirty people anyway, Winfrey replied before wiping the message chain. And prudently and curiosity, however, prompted her to seek clarification from her buddy, Michael Robinson, also known, a.k.a. Michelle Obama. The admiral avoided speculating why Winfrey thought the Obamas were privy to an impending disaster, but pointedly remarked on Michelle Michael's response to Oprah's Winfrey's inquiry. And I quote, Michelle Michael wrote back, Michelle Obama said, oh, we're making a new future. We're going to rebuild Maui. We'll become a blueprint for future cities nationwide. There will be some residential mess to clean up, but it'll almost be like terraforming. And you and me and a handful of others will have equity in a future where people won't have to worry about what to do, since they'll be guided on what to do. Miss Michelle Obama texts. And Winfrey said, I have, you know, $3 billion, so what do I stand to gain? Winfrey texts back. And Michelle Obama wrote back, potentially $30 billion came the reply. And she goes, $30 billion? Count me in for that much. If my house burns, you know, what the heck? I'm not going to quote the exact thing because it wasn't, I can't say that on the air. But basically she said, well, $30 billion, count me in. Even if my house burns, what the heck? No, hon. They need to borrow your home for a bit. I'll arrange more details in a day or so, Michelle Obama wrote. On August 1st, Winfrey departed Maui for the mainland, and a Federal Emergency Management Agency team disguised as contractors started reinforcing her 4,300-square-foot residence with fire-retardant silicon and coating her nearly 1,000 acres of land with what Vice Admiral Crandall called invisible fire block spray. He played surveillance video showing 16 men in coveralls, some wearing respirators, spraying a guest house with prismatic liquid emanating from high-pressure hoses affixed to 50-gallon drums mounted on beds of a fleet of pickup trucks. The admiral paused the video and zoomed in on one of the crew, you know, in coveralls, and it was the crew's foreman. That man, said Admiral Crandall, is known to us, the admiral addressed the panel. That is FEMA Regional 5 Deputy Director Michael Kressley, current whereabouts unknown. I can't testify to Mr. Kressley's hobbies, but I'm pretty sure he wasn't just moonlighting far from his jurisdiction as to make a few extra bucks as a contractor. Where did you get this video? Yelled Oprah, suddenly sprang to life. You were illegally spying on my property. How we got it is not your concern, detainee Winfrey. That we have it at all should be your concern, Admiral Crandall said. But I disabled all cameras before leaving, Winfrey said. That's an odd thing to do, isn't it? I assure you, what you're seeing here isn't from your security system or doorbell footage, said the admiral. He resumed the video. It clearly showed that FEMA was vested in safeguarding Oprah's property each day before the fire. FEMA applied fresh coat of fire-resistant compound, and on August 8th, as Lahania burned in flames and illuminated the night sky, throngs of armed FEMA agents sat comfortably in Oprah's air-conditioned living room between assaults on stunned populace trying to flee the inescapable firestorm. Admiral Crandall said she loaned her house to FEMA as an operating base, the admiral told the panel. She's just as culpable as the agents who gunned down civilians. It's no different than if she pulled the triggers herself, because she could have acted to save lives. She knew what was coming. Instead, detainee Winfrey, a devotee of the deep state, abetted FEMA's murderous action, helped him, let him use her house, causing unmanageable disrepair to all of Lahania. Why? For some people, even having $4 billion isn't enough. Money's a powerful motivator to these people. And Oprah cried out, "They made me do it! I'm nothing but meat to them. I was afraid." The admiral told Winfrey that she had squandered an opportunity to divorce herself from the deep state many times, and from FEMA, from the Obamas, and therefore would share the same callous fate as the other deep staters that valued wealth and power over constitutional law and human life. He concluded his denunciation by asking the panel to find Winfrey guilty of accessory to mass murder and conspiracy to commit mass murder and return a sentence of death by hanging. The four-hour deliberation ensued, after which the panel returned a verdict of guilty of all charges and recommended that Oprah Winfrey's neck be placed in a noose, and Admiral Crandall scheduled the date of execution for February 14th, and it's already happened, of course. So, folks, the deep state's losing. All their big people are going down. Benjamin Fulford says that when we see the death of King Charles, you know, we see Oprah taken down, we see and witness the Biden implosion, and then witness the Putin interview with Tucker Carlson. All this points to a regime change in the West. There can be no doubt now that regime change is happening in the Western world. The signs of this include the death of King Charles, the implosion of Joe Biden, the removal of the Defense Secretary, and big Putin interview with Tucker Carlson. Boy, look how they scrambled over that. They're saying Tucker's a traitor and everything just because he went and interviewed the leader of a foreign country. He's a journalist. He should interview any leader he wants. There is nothing wrong. He's not a traitor. So the peasant revolt by the farmers across all of Europe is now spreading to places like Canada and India, and there are more signs of this as well. We're also getting preliminary reports from Polish intelligence that many Khazarian mafia leaders were killed in a missile attack after they fled Ukraine last week. We see that with an announcement that King Charles has cancer, well, he's already dead, but they got to move it in publicly in a certain way. So now they say he has cancer, and royal family sources tell us he's already dead at the time of his inauguration. This was all a staged satanic 6 months, 6 weeks, and 6 days after the murder of Queen Elizabeth to help turn the British public opinion against him. A former announcement of his death is expected soon. The sources say Princess Anne will become the de facto British monarch afterwards by acting as regent for Prince William's 10-year-old son, George. Anne is a good person who will be working with the White Hats for a while George comes of age. Right now he's 10 years old, but hey, you know, his mother, Prince Anne, can do the job for him in the meantime, and she's a White Hat. So now let us look at the controlled demolition of the fake Biden presidency. Special Counsel Robert Hur has declined to prosecute President Joe Biden in part because he was an elderly man in poor memory. In other words, Hur said Biden was mentally unfit to face trial, which is true. He can't stand more than, 10 minutes in front of anybody before he flubs up and does something else. In between his adrenochrome injections, he can't hold up more than 15 or 20 minutes. Just long enough for him to stay on camera for 5 minutes, that's about it. This puts the so-called leader of the Western world below the dumbest of the most mentally defective person in the entire U.S. prison system. This is actually might be true if you look at all his gaffes. Just last week, he talked to the dead French President Francis Mitterrand and the dead German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. He also called Egyptian President Sisi the President of Mexico. So he's screwing up everywhere. Even on his good behavior, he's still screwing up. Stephen Miller, former White House senior advisor, says it is very low bar to be ruled mentally unfit for trial. That very low bar, the President of the United States does not meet. He went on TV live tonight and talked about opening up humanitarian gateways from Mexico to the Gaza Strip. Actually, since the real Biden was executed in 2021, it shows the decay of actors hired to act his role. Either that or the actors are being told to act senile and deliberately undermine the credibility of the entire Biden presidential farce. Either way, it's clearly the end game for the Biden show. Then we look at the Tucker Carlson interview with President Vladimir Putin. The interview was watched by over 200 million times on Twitter, on X, and is owned by, X is owned by Elon Musk, who, accordingly to Russian FSB sources, works for the U.S. military's National Reconnaissance Office, and senior CIA sources tell us that the U.S. Commander-in-Chief, Donald Trump, was in Russia at the time of the interview with Tucker Carlson. So that packet that Putin gave Tucker Carlson went straight to Donald Trump. There can be no doubt the Putin interview was meant to undermine years of intense anti-Russian propaganda in the West. This means the U.S. military and Russia have agreed to form an alliance. Now Russia's TASS news agency reports several dozen news agencies around the world want to interview Putin as well, making it clear the campaign to demonize Russia's not our enemy. They're very much our ally, but the deep state doesn't want them because they are right in the way of what the deep state wants to do. And so is America, and that's why they're targeting Russia and America in their war on the patriots. However, the story of the elephant in the room nobody's allowed to talk about definitely applies to this interview. Tucker and Putin avoided talking about Kazaria and the Kazaria Mafia, who they are now, in fact, allied against. There are many hints, though. Putin said the Bolsheviks established the Soviet Union, which had never existed before. For some inexplicable reason, Lenin, the founder of the Soviet state, insisted that they be entitled to withdraw from the USSR. He also said, and mentioned for unknown reasons again, the Bolsheviks were engaged in Ukrainianization. Since Putin started his interview with the mention of kings who destroyed the Khazarian Mafia and turned Russia into a Christian state, it is clear he is deliberately dancing around the Khazarian enemy elephant. However, he did say that the current rulers of Ukraine idolized people who exterminated Poles, Jews, and Russians. if you were generous, we could assume he didn't want to give the Kayseri Mafia any excuse to accuse him of anti-Semitism. There could be no doubt that Putin's people left enough hints for people to figure out Russia has been fighting a centuries-old plot to recreate, and they're fighting that plot to recreate Kayseria. The other big point is Putin confirms he reached a deal with George Bush Sr., who jointly developed the missile technology. Only possible target would be China, which he and George Bush Sr. agreed that China was the target, and that's why we're developing our missile technology together. Putin says this plan was sabotaged by the Kayseri Mafia power brokers in the U.S. who wanted to turn the USSR into several quasi-state entities to subvert them into a divided form and use their combined potential for a future struggle with China. During the interview, Putin handed Carson a folder of documents. This was the only way to pass secrets because everything is digital that is compromised. So I remember very well back in 2013 that Putin made a decree that we're going back to typewriters and paper and wax seals. Paper messages and wax seals. No more electronic communication within their government. And that's why they've been unable to infiltrate his regime, is because they went back to typewriters and hard copy and everything sealed with wax and hand delivered, you know, on, you know, when the communications are from one hand directly to another. If you remember back in 2013, also Putin announced that it, you know, would go back to those, you know, paper communications and official. So Tucker got a bonus package, which of course he copied and passed the original documents on to Donald Trump. Our FSB sources confirm the real aim of the Russian war in Ukraine is to defeat the Federal Reserve Board and the Kayseri Mafia owners like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. Polish intelligence says a missile strike last week killed high-ranking German military generals and other officials. Since Victoria Nuland, the real president in Ukraine, was there at the time, we can speculate she was taken out as well in the joint U.S. White Hat and military operation. Trump has also come out publicly against the mass murdering Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. So changes are in the air, and Netanyahu is definitely seeing his last days right now as we speak. So I just want to tell you that the great thing to be and to take away from all this, when all this finally is over, we'll finally have a chance to get our health back, to get our health back the way it should be, getting our health back to the way it used to be, despite all the chaos that's going on and the fear-mongering. You can still have good health and happiness today. The solutions are the same today as they were thousands of years ago. The ancient Greeks believed that mental and physical health were interrelated, as they had found that body and mind should be in harmony. Aristotle believed that sports and gymnastics were essential to the development of the human body to optimize functional capacity and harmony between mind and body, hence the famous phrase, healthy mind and a healthy body. This ascertainment has been confirmed by several recent studies reporting that students with a mile walk or a mile run were several times beyond the physical fitness gram standards, you know, getting that walk or run every day. They were higher on the California fitness standards, or those whose body mass index, BMI, body mass index, were higher than the sex and age specific standards suggested by the Center of Disease Control, CDC, performed less satisfactory in the academic test than students with healthy BMI or body mass index or better fitness levels, even after taking parent education and other courses into consideration. And, you know, another finding indicates that single vigorous sessions of moderately intense aerobic exercise, such as walking, may boost cognitive attention control in pre-adolescent children. Moreover, moderate intensity exercise may serve to improve attention and scholastic performance, and this data suggests that single sessions of exercise affect certain underlying processes that are beneficial to cognitive health and can be essential for satisfactory performance during a person's life. Additionally, girls taking part in longer sessions of physical education, you know, 70 to 300 minutes per week, scored slightly but significantly higher in mathematics and reading. However, no such differences was observed amongst boys whose academic achievement did not seem to be positively or negatively affected by longer sessions of physical exercise. But physical activity was a necessary part of the training done in schools primary to promote physical and mental health, just like it was in the Greek days. Health promotion appeared during the Olympic Games, since the care of athletes and prevention of injuries were specialist services provided by instructors called paratriviol, according to Hippocrates' study on food, for the exercises were done by athletes. Olive oil was used to increase the body temperature, warm up for the muscles, and to be flexible so as to avoid sports injuries. Also, figs and other fruit with high glucose concentration that provided energy were offered to athletes to improve performance. The Greeks proved time and time again that exercise plus a good diet was the way to avoid disease and the breakdown of the skeletal system. However, in our society today, we have forgotten this wisdom from ancient Greece. Most people today do not stay in shape, nor do they have strong bones. Many individuals hit the midlife crisis when they start suffering from arthritis or break a shoulder or a hip. So bone fragility is very common in the older adult population in the United States today, but because of the standard American diet, we're seeing bone fragility more and more in all age groups. Mainstream medicine doesn't provide a follow-up with preventative diet or treatment. Most will say it's from the lack of calcium, but many times, you know, you've heard that. How many times have you heard that? You need calcium for your bones. Drink more milk. Remember the advertisements on TV? Drink more milk, get calcium for strong bones. Well, you may be surprised to know that one of the main causes of bone fragility, not all the causes, but the main causes, is too much calcium in the tissues. Yes, you heard me right. Because the calcium overload, the other minerals like phosphorus, magnesium, potassium, and sodium are forced out of cellular metabolism, and this imbalance occurs in the bone cells and all the cells. So when you have too much calcium, it makes your skin rough and wrinkled, your bones brittle, and so many other things happen when you have a calcium overload, and you have to take into account what is going on in your bone cells. Remember, with calcium overload, bit by bit, year after year, it keeps pulling it out of your bones, out of your joints, and you are running short of it where you really need it, in your bones, and three or four other minerals are getting out of your bones as well, and you're getting weaker and more fragile because of that. I saw this problem recently in one of my neighbors, and you've heard me talk about this, and I'll keep telling it because it was so profound. You know, you heard me talk about the Uber driver, and he spends many hours in his car. Unfortunately, one day, he leaned over to unlock the passenger's door, And to reach it and unlock the door, he was leaning his chest against the handbrake that was pulled up because, you know, he was in park position. But as he leaned over, he put more pressure on his chest to reach that, you know, to unlock the door. And boom, pop, one of his ribs snapped. Oh, my gosh, he started screaming. When his rib broke and snapped apart, you know, he was immediately in excruciating pain because, you know, it broke his rib. This would never happen if this individual had a balanced mineral profile and his cells were provided with the right diet and no matter what age he was. In the Master Survivor Program, what I provide the HTMA, and our food is our medicine, and medicine is our food, just like the ancient Greeks, just like Hippocrates used to say. This is how we keep all the minerals balanced in all our cells, and we're, you know, using. So don't be a victim to bone fragility. You want to know more about how to get the HTMA, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis Test, then go to themastersurvivor.com. And click on the Master Survivor Program and click and scroll down and click on number one, the HTMA, the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis. Right there, you can learn all about it. So don't be a victim of bone fragility. Don't be a victim of disease or from the attack of bad medicine that they're doing all over the place. That's what's been happening to me and what I've been doing for over 40 years, being a laboratory naturopathic doctor and telling the truth and saving people from disease, is attack, attack, attack. They, you know, yet I never criticize the mainstream medicine. Why do I never criticize mainstream medicine? Directly because my father was a medical doctor himself. But he taught me the inside knowledge of what was going on in mainstream medicine. You know, and growing up, I spent many hours as a kid in his laboratory, in his clinic in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. At an early age, I learned many things about disease and what it looked like and viewing in what blood and urine looked like under the microscope and so many other procedures done in the lab. And then in 1997, I took my father over to New Orleans to celebrate his 50-year reunion with his medical school class of 1947 at Tulane University. I met all the big medical doctors of his class, and even at the reunion, my dad told him I was one of those quack holistic doctors, and I smiled and went on, and they were all nice to me. You know, all my professional life, the attacks continued, and the attacks came during my speeches, during my training of the medical doctors, when I did my workshops, and I was followed, you know, many times in my car. My phone was tapped. My websites have been hacked, et cetera, et cetera. For over 35 to 40 years, this has been going on. And I would pray and pray and pray and keep moving forward because I knew helping people to be free of disease was the right thing to do. Each time when I got really, when it got really bad, I said, you know, God, family, and some of my patients would always help me and save me so I could live on another day and help many others become a master survivor. Why did they help me? Because I told them the truth, and I helped them get well, and they stay well. You ask any of my patients if they get sick since they've been with me, Dr. Johnny. They don't. The first part of the Master Survivor Program I use for my patients is the Hair Tissue Mineral Analysis, the HTMA, from Trace Elements Laboratory there in Addison, Texas, in North Dallas. To find the right food to balance all your cells. With the right foods, we can enhance your performance. This valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on to get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. The HTMA shows the levels of heavy metals, shows the toxic elements, and in some, the activity of over 37 different minerals. This is how we know what changes need to be made in your diet and supplement schedule. By following this protocol based on your biochemistry, we have seen many health problems disappear, like water retention, arthritis, bone fragility. Your bone gets stronger again. Arthritis goes away. Diabetes, abnormal weight gain, so many other things. Remember, the HTMA, it is possible to enhance your performance and intelligently without the negative consequences of you know, these performance-enhancing drugs. You don't need that. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program, scroll down, click on number one, the HDMA, and you can play with your credit card right there and send me the hair or send me a check for $226 and pay me directly. And, you know, I need that hair, I need the check, and I'll put it right in the lab for to be run. And when your analysis is done, I'll send you the report, and we will have our consultation. So the most valuable part of that $226 is my at least 1 hour long consultation with you. That's worth $230, $300 right there, because I explain exactly what the numbers and the graphs and the report means. Plain and simple, with the data from the HCMA, we know the right foods to eat, and with a few supplements from the lab, because they're, I don't know what those are until I get your chemistry, and then we have that, you know, the only supplements you need is what your chemistry dictates. And the only foods that you should eat and not eat is what your chemistry dictates. But together, they will balance the minerals in all your cells. The final step in the Master Survivor program is to balance the digestive tract. The 3 R's, Total Gut Restoration Kit, this is what will balance your microbiome. This is the most important part of getting your immunity strength really strong. And it is number two in the Master Survivor program. So if you go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, number one is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. You can pay for that with your credit card. Scroll down, number two is the total gut restoration kit, the 3 R's. You can pay for that with your credit card. You register as my patient, then you can buy it directly from the lab. I work with 5 world-class laboratories, folks. These are just 2 of the laboratories. I have premium consultation to help people get over those deeper issues, and that's number 3 under the Master Survivor Program. And I work with you for 2 years to get over any problem you have. Most importantly is keep that immunity strength strong. You know, not have to worry about the COVID or the flu or anything like that. Never get sick again. It's easier than you think to get your microbiome balanced using the 3 R's Total Gut Restoration Kit from, you know, the microbiome laboratories I work with in St. Augustine, Florida. Then your messenger RNA goes into full repair and restore mode in your gut, and this way your full genetic expression is working to keep you healthy. Why not get all your cells and your microbiome balanced first and raise your rate of repair higher than your rate of aging or injury? Why not get the right signals from the microRNA? This will benefit everyone. Everything gets stronger, the skin, the bones, the heart, your brain. So what are you waiting for? It's time to take the road less traveled and become a Master Survivor today. It's real simple. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivoruniversity.com, or johnnydelirious.com. Either way, themastersurvivor.com, and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. Number one is the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two is the 3 R's total gut restoration kit. And number three is a Master Survivor Program premium consultation where I work with you for 2 years. You pay me $360 with your credit card or send me a check, and I will work with you for 2 years to help you restore your body back to homeostasis, back to full balance, getting over any problem you have. If you have extra issues and you're really worried about it, then okay, get premium consultation. Get number one, the hair tissue mineral analysis. Number two, the total gut restoration kit. And number three, the Master Survivor Program premium consultation. That is the best of the best of the best. The total natural program, better than anything that's offered in the world. For less than $1,000, you can get a total healthcare that's all natural and will not harm your body, and you'll only get better. Okay? So, just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. It's all right there. Now, we're coming up close to the break, and I want to encourage everybody to hear me out, because I'm going to tell you about the fleecing of America. It's getting more obvious every day. You know, I don't call it a government we have up in Washington, D.C. with the Congress and everything that's going on, because it seems like they keep spending our taxpayer dollars for everything but America. You know, they want to send all this money to Israel. They want to send all this money to Ukraine. They're wanting to pay for all these immigrants to come in our country. That's not for us. That's not for our country. And our politicians are giving away all our taxpayer dollars. It's the fleecing of America, and it's getting more obvious every day. And when I come back from the break, I'm going to tell you more about John and Nesha Whitehead of the Redford Institute, how they point out and this reasoning and suppositions are plain for anyone to see in John's commentary, The Global Deep State, A Fascist World Order Funded by the American Taxpayer. That's the name of his commentary. He's written articles with this title, The Global Deep State, A Fascist World Order Funded by the American Taxpayer. He points out several key mechanisms the deep state is using to destroy America with our own money. The debate over the U.S. foreign aid is a distraction. This is not to say that the amount of taxpayer money flowing to foreign countries in the form of military and economic assistance is insufficient. Even less than 1% of our federal budget, the United States still spends more on foreign aid than any other nation in the world. Let that sink in. The latest foreign aid spending bill includes the $95 billion for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Why don't they spend $95 billion here at home? The deep state global stronghold control has been maintained by the power of the cabal, and they've taken over our government. Since World War II, the U.S. has been given more foreign aid to Israel than any other nation, a tune of $318 billion, with the bulk of those funds designated for Israel's military efforts. Even so, more than 150 countries around the world receive U.S. taxpayer-funded assistance. And I'll bring more details when I come right back from these messages.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have To paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind.
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone Thinker. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Dr. Johnny. And folks, we're funding all these wars and funding, but one of the things that is really bugging me is that our taxpayer dollars are funding these illegals that are coming in to our country unabated, not even vetted, not even... So I'll let you know about some of the latest about that. Just to get more specific, we see the Democrats lavish illegal immigrants complete with Valentine's free room and board, and they pass through TSA at airports without ID and board a flight to the city of their choice, all paid for by your taxpayer dollars. Today's Democrats treat the American people like their spouse who has grown bored with routine and sometimes ungrateful and decreasingly alluring. I'm sorry, it's a bad analogy, but you get my point. They don't care about us Americans. They rather have more voters for Democrats, and the only way they can get more Democrat voters is to bring them in from other countries and say, hey, vote for Joe Biden, we'll pay your way. That's exactly what it is. They're all the ones they interview say, we're voting for Joe Biden. Why should they be nice to us and, you know, just to get our votes when they can just import them with at your U.S. taxpayer dollars expense? They look at us Americans as the spouse that has grown tired of the routine and found another lover, and they just don't care about us anymore. But Democrats swoon over the 8.8 million illegal aliens who have helped invade their country, especially on Joe Biden's watch. These arrivals are like a collective paramour who blends excitement, the exotic, and a sniff and a whiff of danger, and before long, odds are that they will all vote Democrat 100%. Nearly all illegals, when asked about elections, say they're voting for Joe Biden because they are told all along the way, Joe Biden wants you in America. He's paying for this. He wants you to come. This is why American citizens lately feel jilted, if not abused, by Democrats, even as illegal aliens gasp behind the gifts that the left piles on. Some of them say, more free stuff? Oh my God, wow. We must be dating. But that, you know, they just wanted something casual. They didn't expect all this. Case in point, New York City Mayor Eric Adams, a Democrat, just cooked up a $53 million giveaway of free debit cards for illegal alien families with kids. They will receive $1,000 per month to buy baby supplies and food, including cultural relevant cuisine. Meanwhile, Adams, the mayor of New York, chopped the education department's food budget by $60 million. That's where he got the money. Chopped the food budget this month. Students and next month who enjoyed chicken thighs and grab-and-go salads and cookies now have to endure on a cheaper fare like pizzas, hummus, crackers, peanut butter, and jelly sandwiches. Graham's classrooms in New York are 41% Hispanic, 23% Black, and 16% of Asian descent. Schools that are only 14% white on average should expect more social justice than this. Instead, Adams feeds illegal immigrants while depriving his voters' children. In Massachusetts, Governor Mara Haley, also a Democrat, sees the Menina A-class recreational complex in Boston's 55.6 Black Roxbury district and turned it into an illegal alien shelter that would leave at-risk youth with one less place to avoid trouble, and seniors one less spot to gather safely. So this recreational complex with basketball hoops and so forth, and is a place for seniors to gather as well, is now an alien shelter, an illegal alien shelter, according to NECN.com News. The expropriated facility on Martin Luther King Boulevard Jr. will provide illegal aliens with wraparound services until May, but he wants to extend that to August. Healy, accompanied by the Boston's far-left Democratic mayor, Michelle Wu, visited the institution on January 31st. One local man approached Healy in front of the building and asked, Myra, why do you think it's okay to take away resources from citizens of Massachusetts? And she replied, we need housing. We need housing bill passed. That's all. She just walked off. Sounding betrayal, former city council candidate Sean Nelson complain, the only time they want us is when they want a vote. And then as soon as they get that vote, they don't need us anymore. Well, Rubin Report host Dave Rubin flew through Miami Airport last month. This is the state of absolute insanity, he said, happening in our airports. And he commented on Twitter X, I'm in pre-TSA line where migrants don't have IDs and get right through security. It's their choice whether they want a picture or not, he says. He said, this is the express TSA passenger. He's in the express lane, Dave Rubin, who usually is never standing and waiting to get through security because he paid extra not to wait and paid extra for the express TSA, which you pay extra for, but you go right through. So he had to wait for these illegal aliens. He was witnessing firsthand right in front of his eyes illegals going through ahead of him with no IDs at all. And they didn't even go through TSA checking and scanning. Dave says illegal aliens don't need IDs to board planes. Those with arrest warrants may use those arrest warrants as an ID if they wish. He says, I can't believe this. As for American citizens, you see those ID cards? Let me see that right away, says TSA. Army veteran Frank Tamaro, 94, was disappointed when his Staten Island Senior Center closed last March and booted 52 others like him out. Tamaro, 94, grew enraged when he learned this last summer that the facility reopened to house illegal aliens for free. He was paying and they kicked him out. And now they're letting illegals stay there for free. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs has taken well-deserved incoming for processing $94.3 million in illegal aliens health claims in fiscal year 2022. They've been processing and helping these illegal aliens for free at these veterans' hospitals to a tune of $94.3 million in 2022, and then up 27% from $74 million in fiscal year 2021. Meanwhile, U.S. veterans' wait-listed health claims swelled 150,000 in fiscal year 2022, to 417,860 in fiscal year 2023, up 170%. They are serving illegals ahead of the waiting veterans. Proven. Biden is taking resources away from our veterans to facilitate health care for illegal migrants, said House Veterans Affairs Committee Chair Mike Bose, Republican of Illinois. He said, as a Marine, he says, and I quote, as a Marine, I believe any dollar taken away from a veteran is a promise broken to those who served. Biden and the Democrats have turned America into a first world country with second class citizens and pampered foreign invaders. What's more, Americans who dislike the Democrats' cold shoulders go to Mexico and then just, hey, rush back through across on the border and then fall into the warm, illegal, alien-loving arms of today's Democratic Party. So just, all you got to do is just go back, go to Mexico, come back in, say, I want to vote for Biden, I want to vote for Biden. You'll go right through anywhere you want. You're probably thinking Dr. Johnny is going overboard about illegal immigration being a threat, but consider this. On a recent show, I provided a story from the Gateway Pundit who reported on a mob of migrants who were caught on video kicking and beating up two New York police officers near a migrant center in Times Square. The assailants, identified by sources as Darwin Andres Gomez Esquiel, who's 19 years old, and Kevin Servant Arachaw, 19, and Jerez Wilson, 21, and Yarmant Reveron, 24, were all charged with assault, but subsequently released without bail. And one of the illegals was even photographed flipping the middle finger to all the media as they're leaving the court. Now one of the same assailants, again, the same Darwin Andres Gomez Esquivel, 19, was released by District Attorney Alvin Bragg, has quickly repaid Bragg's leniency with another crime. Gomez Esquivel was arrested again this past Tuesday night and charged with robbery and petty larceny. The police announced Gomez Esquivel was part of a group that stole from Macy's department store in Queens Center Mall and Elmhurst and attacked the security officer because he was trying to say, hey, you can't take that. That's shoplifting. He's one of the four people charged for allegedly entering the Queens Center Mall around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday and acting in concert with to steal clothes, and they tried to hide in their bags. When the 27-year-old security guard confronted the group, they struggled, the police said, and one of the suspects punched him in the face. The security guard suffered minor injuries as a result, but refused medical treatment on the scene. Bragg has defended, this is the district attorney, he's defended his decision, stating that the release of these illegals on evidence available at the time and emphasized the importance of ensuring the correct individuals are charged. While the video is shocking and disturbing in order to secure convictions of the court, it is essential that we conclusively identify each assailant. Well, he is just under instructions, just let him go. He lied. He said, in Manhattan, we don't tolerate or accept assaults on police officers. I watched the tape this week, despicable behavior. It was sickening to me and outraged. The DA claimed this is all a big ruse, he said. He is covering up the fact that they are told to release criminals so enough people in America will get fed up and become vigilantes and take the law into their own hands. This is their goal, folks. The deep state goal is to get Americans to attack the illegals, and of course the illegals will have guns too. And then bingo, everyone's shooting at each other when one thing leads to another in a crossfire, a civil war is started. Just know in New York, if you are an illegal alien committed a crime, they will just release you. Dr. Johnny watched on an interview with John Warner, and his father worked for the U.S. military industrial complex for decades, and John is a historian discovering the hidden truth about encounters with extraterrestrial life and technology and the existence of a breakaway German colony in Antarctica that survived the collapse of Germany in 1945. According to John Warner, his father and all them, they were big in the secret government. He witnessed all this, and he's a historian himself. Anyway, he alleges that advanced technologies acquired from crash flying saucers and secret agreements reached with the Antarctic Germans, Fourth Reich, and extraterrestrials have led to the development of multiple space programs, secret space programs. Warner asserts that the corporations control the reverse engineered technologies through the historical application of the internal research and development agreements reached with the U.S. military services that were in possession of captured non-human technologies, folks. Warner believes that the past attempts at U.S. UFO disclosure were aborted due to the vested interests of these major corporations and political elites who stood to lose reputations and livelihoods if the truth about alien life and a surviving German Antarctica colony was ever publicly disclosed. He claims that the most recent example occurred in 2005, through a secret disclosure conference recently revealed by Dr. Hal Potoff, which Warner learned involved Arlington Institute. Consequently, he believes that we are headed for a catastrophic disclosure where a major nation such as Russia or China will disclose that we know about visiting extraterrestrial life, and the deep state in response will unleash their fake alien invasion. It's coming, folks, I'm telling you. He remains pessimistic about the full truth publicly coming. They're never going to tell it, folks. I'm telling you right now, they're never going to tell it, because these big corporations like the Rand Corporation, like the, you know, Lear, Boeing, you know, Gorman, Raytheon, all these, see, they want to hold and keep this classified information all to themselves, and they're hiding it down in Antarctica. So, I don't think they're ever going to publicly reveal the whole UFO story. They're going to give us little hints here and there, but the great power corporations, what they hold, when they hold this reverse engineering technology, which allows them to dictate the extent and pace of the UFO disclosure, and by manipulating the public information sources, they're never going to let it out, because they want to, those big corporations are going to keep control of that technology. Warner is the son of former U.S. Senator John Warner III, who was twice chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee from 1999 to 2001 and from 2003 to 2007, and also the Secretary of Navy from 1972 to 1974. Warner IV was exposed to many secrets confidentially shared by some of the most powerful military and political officials in the U.S. And the information he received that he's extensively researched to learn the truth. And I've watched his videos, I was taking notes, so I'm giving this to you now, because he released a fictional book, Sanity Was a Luxury. But he reveals the results of the extensive research he has conducted into the classified world of UFOs and the reverse engineering of alien technologies. And my takeaway from John's interview is that the mega corporations are in control, and it's anyone's guess as to what comes next, whether it's World War III or Trump coming back to power or that fake alien invasion. So these scenarios, I see our world, you know, it's a crapshoot. Who knows what's going to happen? And I hope Trump comes back into power, and I think he will. But I wanted to bring you a few words of wisdom from one of my heroes, Ron Paul. Ron Paul's the one I voted for during the W. Bush election. I always admired him because he's a man of God. He's a man of the people. He's a man of, you know, humanity. He was an Army medical doctor, and I believe he speaks with amazing credibility. You know, he's been in the military, he's been in the Congress, he's been, you know, so there's much to be written about. He talks about the Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian Vladimir Putin last week, and, you know, it's had probably over 3 million views by now, and most viewed news event in history. Many millions of viewers who may not have had access to the other side of the story were informed that the Russian-Ukraine military conflict did not begin in 2022, that Ron Paul astutely points out, as the mainstream media continuously reports. But he said, in fact, it began 8 years earlier, with a U.S.-backed coup in Ukraine. The U.S. media does not report this because they don't want Americans to begin questioning their intravenous foreign policy, because they did force a regime change in a color revolution in Ukraine 8 years before 2022. just like they've done in Iraq, just like they've done in Libya, just like they've done in you know, Egypt, and all these countries. The U.S. media does not report this because they don't want Americans to begin questioning their interventionist foreign policy. They don't want Americans to see our government is meddling in the affairs of other countries, whether by color revolution, sanctions, or bombs. That is real and deadly consequences to those on the receiving end of our foreign policy. To me, Ron Paul says, however, perhaps the most interesting aspect of the Tucker Carlson interview with Vladimir Putin was the U.S. mainstream media reaction, as Putin himself said during the interview. He said, in a world of propaganda, it's difficult to defeat the United States. Putin was so right, and Ron Paul astutely points that out. Even a casual look at U.S. mainstream media's reporting before and after the interview would show how correct he was about that. Putin was right. In the days and weeks before the interview, the U.S. media was filled with stories about how horrible it was that Tucker Carlson was interviewing the Russian president. There was danger, they said, and Putin might spread disinformation and blah, blah, blah. That Putin might say something to put his country in a better light? That's what they were saying, reason enough not to interview him. With that logic, why have journalism at all? Everyone interviewed by journalists, certainly every world leader, will attempt to paint a rosy picture of their country. A job of a journalist in a free society should be do the reporting and let the people decide for themselves. Thank you, Ron Paul. I mean, Dr. Johnny has a journalism degree from University of West Florida, okay? This is what true journalism is. Do the story, find the facts, report the facts, and then let the people decide, which is exactly what I do on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD. I report the facts to you, then you decide what you want to say is true or not true or whatever you want. Or if you don't like me, just go and listen to another broadcast. However, Ron Paul said, but somehow that's all been lost. Good reporting, good journalism has all been lost. These days, the mainstream media tells you what to think, and you better not dispute it or you will be canceled. He is so right. How many times has Dr. Johnny been attacked? So many times because I'm telling the truth. I've always told the truth. What the U.S. mainstream media is really worried about was that the other side of the story might start to ring true with the public. So they attacked the messenger. They attacked Tucker Carlson. He is so right, just like so many times they attacked Dr. Johnny. The CNN reporting on Tucker Carlson's interview pretty much sums up the reaction across the board of the U.S. mainstream media. Their headline read, quote, Tucker Carlson is in Russia to interview Putin. He's already doing the bidding of the Kremlin, unquote. By merely doing what's used to be called journalism, interviewing and reporting on people and events, whether good or bad, one is doing the bidding of the subject of the interview or the report? Come on, says Ron Paul. No wonder fellow journalists like Julian Assange have been locked away in the gulag for so many years. He dared to assume that in a free society, being a journalist means reporting the good, the bad, and the ugly, even if it puts those in power in a bad light. In the end, the massive success of Tucker Carlson's interview with Vladimir Putin demonstrates once and for all that Americans are sick and tired of their mainstream media and propagandists and liars. They are looking not for government narratives, but for the truth. And that's the real good news about this interview. I couldn't agree more with Ron Paul. He's been my hero for years. I've followed him forever. I wish he would have gotten president, but he was just the swing vote to be in the independent column. I didn't want to vote for George Bush. in the second election, I didn't want to vote for Al Gore either. I voted for Ron Paul. So that's just what I did. I wasn't throwing away a vote because I didn't give it to George Bush or Al Gore. I gave it to Ron Paul. But, you know, all this fleecing of America, we're paying. They've infiltrated our government, and they've got us to the point now where they can spend our taxpayer money any way they want. They pass these bills, and they're all in on the take. Since World War II, the U.S. has given more foreign aid to Israel than any other country. Like I said, $318 million. As Forbes reports, U.S. foreign aid dwarfs the federal funds spent by 48 out of 50 state governments annually. Only the state governments of California spend more federal funds than the U.S. sent abroad each year to foreign countries. Whether or not some of that foreign aid is used for legitimate purposes is always debatable. However, the global welfare system itself is riddled with corruption and waste. Everybody's on the take, folks. As Adam Ardzinski rightly puts, he says, do taxpayers instinctively know that they are funding choir directors in Turkmenistan, choir directors in Turkmenistan, or filmmakers in Peru, or aid for poultry farmers in Tanzania, or sex education workshops for prostitutes in Ethiopia? Yep, our taxpayer dollars are paying for that too. The problem is not so much that taxpayers are unaware of how their hard-earned dollars are being spent. Rather, we, the people, continue to be told that we have no say in the matter. The question is, we have no real say in how our government runs or how our taxpayer funds are used, but doesn't prevent the government from fleecing us at every turn and forcing us to pay for endless wars that do not fund the military-industrial complex, then to protect us here at home. Pork barrel projects that produce little or nothing, and police state that provides only to imprison us within our walls, because if we speak out against us, they will bash us and blackmail us and just bash us. You know, it's this whole thing about deplatforming is not anything that's a joke. It happens. You start going against the narrative, and you are deplatformed. That's why Dr. Johnny doesn't do anything on social media. I don't play that game. I do my show, and people who like my show come to my show, and they'll get the report. I don't want to see anybody's comments. I'm just reporting the news because I'm a journalist. I want to give you the truth that you're not getting anywhere else. The financial tyranny persists, whether it's Democrat or Republican at the helm. At a time when the government is spending money it doesn't have on programs it can't afford, the national debt continues to grow, our infrastructure continues to disintegrate and deteriorate, our borders continue to be breached. What is going on? The government of the people, by the people, for the people, has been overtaken by a shadow government or corporatized, militarized, entrenched global bureaucracy that is fully operational and running the country. The powerful international cabal made up of international government agencies and corporations, let's just call it the global deep state, is just as real as the corporatized, militarized, industrialized American deep state. And it poses just as great a threat to our rights as individuals under the U.S. Constitution, if not greater. Clearly, we have entered a new world order, fascism on a global scale. It remains unclear whether the American deep state, a national security apparatus that holds sway over all the elected leaders, answers to the global deep state, or whether the global deep state merely empowers the American deep state. However, there is no denying that to the extent of which they are intricately and symbolically enmeshed and interlocked, seems like one can't move without the other. Consider the extent to which our lives and liberties are impacted on by this international convergence of governmental and profit-driven corporate interests in the surveillance state, the military-industrial complex, the private prison industry, the intelligence sector, the security sector, the technology sector, the telecommunications sector, the transportation sector, and in recent years, the pharmaceutical health sector. All these sectors are dominated by mega corporations operating on a global scale and working through government channels to increase their profit margins. The profit-driven policies of these global corporate giants influence everything from legislative policies to economics to environmental issues to medical care. Then, of course, we have, you know, if they want a global disease to decrease the population, well, the COVID pandemic propelled us into a whole new global frontier in which those hoping to navigate this interconnected and highly technological world of contact tracing, vaccine passports, digital passes, find themselves grappling with issues that touch on deep-seated moral, political, religious, and personal questions for which there may be no clear-cut answers. Our ability to access, engage, and move about in the world has now become dependent on which camp we fall into. Those who've been vaccinated, those who are Christian, you know, those who are illegal alien, you know, whether the powers to be deemed to be the latest disease X versus those who have not. I mean, that's what dictates is, you know, how much freedom we have is how much we are going according to their narratives. This is what MIT professor Ramesh Rajkar refers to as the new currency for health, an apt moniker given the potentially lucrative role that big business, big pharma, and big tech especially will play in establishing this play-to-play marketplace. The airline industry has been working on a travel pass. IBM is developing a digital health pass. And the U.S. government has been all too happy to allow the corporate sector to take the lead. This is fascism at its worst. It is the latest status symbol. Flash it at people and you get access to concerts, sports arenas, or long forbidden restaurant tables. You know, if you have that chip or that, you know, ID, someday it may even help you cross the border without having to quarantine, writes Heather Murphy of the New York Times. The new platinum card for the COVID age is the vaccine certificate. Then, of course, we have the global surveillance, you know, spearheaded by this National Security Agency, which has shown itself to care little for constitutional limits or privacy. The surveillance state has come to dominate our government and our lives. Yet the government does not operate alone. It cannot. It requires an accomplice. Thus, the increasing complex security needs of our massive federal government, especially the areas of defense, surveillance, and data management, have met within our corporate sector, which shown itself to be a powerful ally with that both depends and feeds the growth of the global and governmental bureaucracy. Take AT&T, for example. Through its vast telecommunications network that crisscrosses the globe, AT&T provides the U.S. government with the complex infrastructure it needs for its mass surveillance program, according to The Intercept. The NSA considers AT&T to be the most trusted partners, and it has lauded the company's extreme willingness to help. It is a collaboration that dates back decades. Little known, however, is the scope is not restricted to AT&T customers. According to NSA documents, it values AT&T not only because it has access to information that transits the nation, but also because it maintains unique relationships with other phone and internet providers. The NSA exploits these relationships for surveillance purposes, commandeering AT&T massive infrastructure and using it as a platform to covertly tap into communication processed by other companies. Now, magnify what the U.S. government is doing through AT&T on a global scale, and you have the 14 Eyes program, as referred to in the Signet Seniors. This global spy agency is made up of members from around the world, the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, Denmark, France, Netherlands, Norway, Germany, Belgium, Italy, Sweden, Spain, Israel, Singapore, South Korea, Japan, India, and all British overseas territories. Surveillance is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to these global agencies, however. Then, of course, we can have what we call global war profiteering, and that global war has become a huge money-making venture in America and its vast military empire and its incestuous relationship with a host of international defense contractors is one of its biggest buyers and sellers. Think again to Antarctica. They're the ones that have the secret technology are keeping it hidden down there. Meanwhile, bit by bit, they'll let just what they want out of the new technology to get you more under their control. That's all they'll allow. They won't allow us to gain any more freedom than there will. But if Trump comes back into office, things are going to change. And that's why they're in such a panic about Trump coming back in. Because this is not going to happen if Trump comes back into office. But we still have to remember that the military-industrial complex is still there and has erected an empire unsurpassed in history in its breadth and scope, one dedicated to conducting peripheral warfare throughout the earth. For example, while erecting a security surveillance state in the U.S., the military-industrial complex has perpetuated a worldwide military empire with American troops stationed in 177 countries, over 70% of the countries worldwide. We have military in 177 countries. That's 70% of the countries worldwide, all the main ones for sure. Although federal government obscures so much about its defense spending that accurate figures are difficult to procure, they never are. We know that since 2001, the U.S. government has spent more than $1.8 trillion in wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Just get your mind around that. That's $8.3 million per hour, okay, since 2001. That doesn't include wars and military exercises waged around the globe, which are expected to push the total bill upwards of $12 trillion by 2053. The illicit merger with global armaments industry and the Pentagon that Dwight D. Eisenhower warned us against more than 50 years ago has come to represent perhaps the greatest threat to the national fragile infrastructure today. America's expanding military empire is bleeding the country dry at a rate of more than $15 billion a month, or $20 million an hour. And that's just what the government spends on foreign wars. That does not include the cost of maintaining a staff of 1,000-plus military bases spread around the globe. Incredibly, although the U.S. constitutes only 5% of the world's population, America boasts more than 50% of the world's total military expenditure, spending more on military than the next 15 biggest spending nations combined. In fact, the Pentagon spends more on war than all 50 states combined spend on health, education, welfare, and safety. That's a good reason why bloated, corrupt, inefficient are among the words most commonly applied to government, especially the Department of Defense and its contractors. Price gouging has become an accepted form of corruption within the political and military American empire. Some call it pork barrel, but you know what? When it comes to the tune of billions and billions of dollars a week, it's more than just pork barrels, not a joke. It's not just the American economy that's being gouged, unfortunately. Driven by greedy defense sector, the American homeland has been transferred into a battlefield with militarized police weapons better suited to a war zone. President Biden, marching in lockstep with his predecessors, has continued to expand America's military empire abroad and domestically in a clear bid to pander to the powerful money interests, military, corporate, and security complex that run the deep state and hold the government in its clutches. Then we have the global policing posture. Glance at pictures of international police forces and you will have a hard time distinguishing between American police and those belonging to other nations. There's a reason they all look alike, garbed in militarized, weaponized uniform of standing army. There's a reason why they act alike, too. They speak a common language of force. They belong to a global police force. For example, Israel, one of America's closest international allies and one of the primary yearly recipients for more than $3 billion in U.S. foreign military aid, has been at the forefront of a long publicized exchange program aimed at training American police to act as occupied forces in their communities. The Intercept sums up, American police are essentially taking lessons from agencies that enforce military rule rather than civil law. The idea of global policing is reinforced by the Strong Cities Network program, which trains local police agencies across America how to identify, fight, and prevent extremism, as well as address intolerance within their communities, using all of the resources at their disposal. The cities included in the global network are New York City, Atlanta, Denver, Minneapolis, Paris, London, Montreal, Beirut, and Oslo. The objective is to prevent violent extremism by targeting its source, racism, bigotry, hatred, intolerance, etc. In other words, police acting as extremists of the United Nations will identify, monitor, and deter individuals who exhibit, express, or engage in anything that will be construed as extremist. Of course, the concern with the government anti-extremism program is that it will, in many cases, be utilized to render otherwise lawful, nonviolent activities as potential extremism. These days, they'll pick you up if you show, say, depending on where you are, but I mean, you know, you're in one of those blue states, they pick you up if you're a right-wing extremist. They'll call you, oh, you're a Christian, oh, you're a right-wing extremist. Keep in mind that the government agencies involved in filtering out American extremists will carry out their objectives to identify and deter potential extremists in concert with fusion centers, of which there are 78 nationwide, with partners in the private sector and globally. These are the FEMA camps. Data collection agencies, behavioral scientists, corporations, social media, and community organizers, and by relying on cutting-edge technology for surveillance and facial recognition, predictive policing, biometrics, and biohavioral epigenetics, in which life experiences alter one's genetic makeup. This pre-crime on an ideological scale has been a long time coming. If you are starting to get the picture now, if you've gotten the COVID shot, you have that mRNA vaccine in your body, it can be turned on with 5G, and automatically they can start reading your mind. You think I'm making this stuff up? No, I'm not. The government with its global partners have struck a deal that puts American people on the losing end of the bargain on almost every front, whether it's the war on drugs, or the sale of weapons, or regulating immigration, or establishing prisons, or advancing technology, or fighting a pandemic. If there's a profit to be made and power to be amassed, our freedoms are being eroded while the global deep state becomes more entrenched. We've been losing our freedoms so incrementally for so long, sold to us in the name of national security and global peace, maintained by the way of martial law, disguised as law and order, and enforced by a standing army of militarized police and a political elite determined to maintain their powers at all costs. That is hard to pinpoint exactly when it all started going downhill, but we're certainly on the downward hill slope right now. And things are moving fast, folks. So getting the dramatic expansion, globalization, and merger, and government corporate powers, we're not going to recognize this country 20 years from now. In sum, the U.S. government will not save us from the chains of global deep state. If Donald Trump comes back into office, things will change. And, you know, right now, they're too busy selling us to the highest bidder to their global deep state partners. It's just tyranny from the word go. All I know is one of Trump's main platforms is he said that the first day of office, he will eliminate the IRS. His first day of office, he will eliminate the TSA. First day of office, he says, he promises. I believe him. He kept his promises before. He'll probably keep his promises again. So just eliminating the IRS and the TSA, that's enough for Dr. Johnny to give him my vote. So just know, folks, in the meantime, all this is going on. Our freedoms are being taken away. You might as well get your health in order. It's time to become a Master Survivor. Doing the Master Survivor program is all you need to change for the better and start getting healthy right now. All you need is an open mind. Just a little bit of knowledge and a little bit of effort is all it takes to turn your life around completely and not be a victim of this global tyranny. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 50 years, I mean, I've been in this doing and running my laboratory since 40 years ago, and I've been studying naturopathy 10 years before that. So it's been a long time that I've been doing as a naturopathic doctor, and then in the lab, I started that in 1982 and working there. But I see the health field and what it's done and how it's changed. And my father was a medical doctor. He warned me about the changes. I knew this day was coming, and he warned me too. But I want you to keep all your organs and have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and avoid disease. Don't get an organ transplant. Avoid that. Become a Master Survivor. Go to themastersurvivor.com. Click on the Master Survivor program and get started. With a hair tissue mineral analysis, I can tell you exactly what the chemistry is doing in your body, get you on the right foods and supplement schedule, get you back in good health. Right now, America needs the Master Survivor program more than ever. It's listed only two things to do, less than $600. The HCMA is number one. hair tissue mineral essence. Number two is a 3 hours total gut restoration kit. That'll get your gut in order. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and click on the Master Survivor program. So that is, I'll say it again. The Master Survivor program, number one, is a hair tissue mineral analysis from Trace Elements Laboratory to get the right food balance in your cells. That's in North Dallas and in Addison. This valuable diagnostic shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on so that it gets your minerals balanced in all 70 of your cells. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it. Why? Because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. But Dr. Johnny wants you to get well. He wants you to not have any more problems. That makes my day when you're happy and healthy. Number two, the most important part of the Master Survivor Program is the 3 hours total gut restoration kit. That comes from the microbiome laboratories. We have the human studies showing that the gut restoration kit will balance the microbiome and get rid of leaky gut and candida in less than 6 months. More than half of your immunity response is in your gut, and by doing the 3 hours program, this 4 month gut restoration kit, your gut and your microbiome will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up and you won't ever get sick. You won't have to worry about the COVID. So the full Master Survivor program has only two laboratory therapies. One laboratory therapy where I do the lab tests with HTMA and the total gut restoration kit that was a result of all our lab tests that we did, and it's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet today. This is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. This is all available by your credit card on themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. Many of my patients thank me for the information I'm putting on my show. They all say that I'm the only one, the only host that gives them hope that things are actually working out and getting better, and I give proof. One patient calls it hopium in their house. It's also nice to have more energy and stamina, she said, than they did before, losing weight, not getting sick again. That's also a bonus. So we listen to your show every Sunday. So just come here to the Revolution Radio, which is freedomslips.org. Scroll down to Studio B, and use Studio B and just click on at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time every Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, and hear Dr. Johnny, and I'll bring you the truth of the world that you can use and use they can use, folks. And I want everybody to have a good week and become a Master Survivor. Your life depends on it. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law, spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers.